Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for storms with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 88. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 66. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 87. Partly cloudy. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly went into the 4th of July holiday weekend by announcing that she has officially divorced her now ex-husband, Dr. Ted Doherty. KSNT News reports that the governor did make the official statement after rumors were spreading around Topeka, where she said she wanted to get ahead of the story and lay out her personal life while focusing on her job in the governor's office. In the statement, she said, quote, throughout my time in public office, I've always guarded my family's privacy. It's been my policy to keep my personal life separate from my public one to the most extent possible. It has come to my attention that my marital status has come a topic of some speculation, so I will share that Ted and I have divorced as of October of 2024. It was amicable and mutual, and we both continue to share the lives of our family. The governor and her now ex-husband share two daughters, Molly and Kathleen, along with one grandchild. As the governor said, they did make the choice together. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Coat, Rough Country, Superlift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and officials in the Capitol have denied a request from the Satanic Grotto for what they say were planning a, quote, witching hour protest that would be held in early August at the Kansas State House. As WIBW reports that the announcement from the state government was wrapped up at the end of last week, saying that the group had originally planned for an event to take place at 9 p.m. to midnight on Saturday, August 2nd, on the south steps of the State House in downtown Topeka. They say, however, that the state officials said that they denied the base on safety concerns and the availability of the Kansas Highway Patrol resources to be on hand during the late night event. According to the Satanic Grotto, however, they say that it was a move that was based on religious discrimination that targets minority groups. As according to their statement, they say, quote, it was unequivocally characterized this denial as a discriminatory act, a blatant attempt to suppress constitutional rights, and a clear path of targeting minority, religious, and activistic groups. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after Nebraskans ended up voting to help restrict abortions across the state, they say that abortion rates rose near 7% year over year, as overall Nebraskans did vote to cement an abortion ban beyond the first trimester in the state's constitution. However, they say the number of abortions overall performed in the state rose at roughly 7.6% in total. As according to the state health department's Health and Human Services, roughly 2,500 abortions were performed in Nebraska for the year of 2024, roughly 176 higher than what there were for the number in 2023. They say overall, since the year 2020, that abortion rates have been remained relatively level between 2,300 and 2,500 procedures per year, as Nebraska did ban the abortions past 20 weeks of pregnancy on the legislation back in 2022. According to the report as well, they say on a month-to-month basis in 2024 that abortions range between 174 and 250 per month. Mid-America Network News.
We all need someone in our corner, especially when searching for a job. Kansas Works has a network of friendly, knowledgeable professionals who've helped thousands like you build a quality career. Who better to help with writing a resume, finding training, or other personalized services than a fellow Kansan who is closely connected to employers in your area? Kansas Works is in your corner, and it doesn't cost a thing. Just visit KansasWorks.com to find a workforce center near you. And that's how Kansas works.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners will not meet this week. The next meeting is July 14th, when commissioners will review budget requests, asking department heads to find at least a 3% and preferably a 5% reduction in budgets. Preliminary numbers show a 5.193 million increase projection before any cost of living adjustment for county employees. With a 3% COLA increase, that brings the increase to nearly 6 mils. The 2025 tax rate was 44.907, with a revenue neutral rate of 44.386 mils. Assessed valuation for 2026 will increase some $2.6 million. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners were told to expect a 10 to 12% increase in health insurance for 2026, resulting in a cost of some $124,000. They will explore options. Kansas Department of Transportation has begun resurfacing on U.S. 36 in Republic and Washington counties. Work will involve chip seal from Belleville East, 18 miles, to K-22 in Washington County. During construction, flaggers and a pilot car will be used with single-lane traffic and delays up to 15 minutes. Vance Brothers of Kansas City is contractor on the $864,000 project, which includes a mile of K-139 south of U.S. 36 to Cuba. The entire project expected to be complete later this month. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Monday, July 7th, including in this month's box, Pollock Nuggets, apple slices, and blackberries. This distribution is for Marshall County residents that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Income guidelines for a family of one must be below $1,957 per month. For each additional person in your family, add $688. Then you'll have a total amount you can make per month to qualify. This is first come, first serve. Boxes cannot be saved for a later date. Again, this distribution is for Marshall County residents that qualify financially. Monday, 2 to 3 p.m. at the south side of the Helvering Center in Marysville. For details, contact the Agency on Aging at 562-5522. Willifred Corky Godsey, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville for Corky Godsey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, breaded fish, baby bakers, peas, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers early Tuesday night, otherwise clear with the lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more rain may continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early July 90, record high on this date 108. The average low 69, the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Sunny and 68 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 7th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, pet parents. Is your furry friend due for a spa day? Bring them to Tracy's Grooming Services right here in downtown Marysville, where dogs get pampered with love. From stylish cuts and gentle baths to nail trims and de-shedding treatments, Tracy's got the magic touch to keep your pup looking and feeling the very best. Whether you've got a playful poodle, a shaggy shepherd, or a spunky little terrier, every dog is treated like family, with patience, care, and plenty of tail wax. Appointments fill up fast, so don't wait. Call or text Tracy today at 785-320-3444 to book your dog's grooming appointment, because your dog deserves a day of TLC.
Aces wild on Sunday. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Aces actually not wild. They were dealing. Tarek Skubal, 10 strikeouts for Detroit, although not involved in the decision. Tigers beat Cleveland in 10. Skubal named as an all-star, so is Matthew Boyd for the first time. He strikes out a season-high 9 as the Cubs rout the Cardinals 11-0. Paul Skeens, 10 strikeouts in 5 innings, although the Pirates lose 1-0 to Seattle for Skeens. Eighth game this season where he's allowed no more than one run and has not gotten the win. As for Zach Wheeler and the Phillies,
here's the windup and the 1-2 pitch to Benson. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A dozen strikeouts today for Zach Wheeler.
And he just attacks these left-handers, and they just don't have an answer for him.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Phillies win 3-1. Wheeler not involved in the decision. Yankees 6-4 over the Mets to snap a 6-game slide. Astros beat the Dodgers 5-1. Dodgers leading all teams with 5 All-Star selections as the full rosters were unveiled yesterday. And it includes Clayton Kershaw, who was selected by Commissioner Rob Manfred as a legend pick. Willie Adames, a home run. Number 11, Giants beat the Athletics 6-2. Blue Jays edge the Angels 3-2. Toronto's 8th straight win. Padres 4-1 over the Rangers. Right-hander Yu Darvish will be activated from the injured list to make his season debut tonight against Arizona. Red Sox beat the Nationals 6-4. Garrett Crochet, 7 strikeouts in 5 innings. His 8th straight start with at least 7 strikeouts. As for the Nationals, they fired general manager Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez, both of whom were with the team when they won their World Series title in 2019. Mexico captures the Gold Cup, a 2-1 win over the U.S. in Houston. Americans scored first in the 4th minute, but Mexico rallies and gets the win. Carlos Alcaraz, Taylor Fritz among those to advance yesterday at Wimbledon to the quarterfinals. Brian Campbell, 18-under for the week, wins the John Deere Classic on the first playoff hole.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, trust the team that treats you like family. Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville. We're family-owned and operated, proudly serving our community with honest, reliable auto care. From routine oil changes to major repairs, we're the local shop you can count on. At Spellmeyer Automotive, we believe in quality work, fair prices, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Because you are. Family-driven, trust local, and drive confident. With Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville, your hometown pros, keeping you moving.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, there's more confusion over President Trump's new tariffs. The deadline for trading partners to make a deal was initially set for this Wednesday. Trump now says he'll start sending warning letters to dozens of countries starting today. The European Union may be getting one of those letters, and it's hoping to avoid a threatened 50% tariff on everything from German beer to Italian leather. Leaders of the EU say they're prepared to launch counter-tariffs on U.S. goods. Rising trade tensions have investors on edge as they return from the long holiday weekend. Before the opening, Dow futures had fallen 135 points. The S&P and NASDAQ, both of which soared to new records last week, were set to start this week down by 0.5%. The seventh installment in the Jurassic Park franchise proved to be lucky for Universal Pictures. Jurassic World Rebirth clawed its way to the top of the box office charts over the 4th of July weekend, taking in $147 million domestically. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Marshall County Community Band continues their summer concert series Thursday evenings, beginning at 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. Lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. Handicapped accessibility is available at the west side with zero entry access. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series. Free admission Thursday evenings, 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ag news for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good morning on a Monday. The USDA's June acreage report shows slight increases in corn and wheat plantings, while soybean acres dipped. Grain stocks data adds context with corn supplies down and wheat stocks higher compared to last year. Kansas State grain economist Dan O'Brien with the latest.
Yes, the acreage numbers came out with some shaving off, moving lower of both U.S. corn and soybean acres. And although it wasn't talked about a lot by market analysts, important to us in the Western Corn Belt is that grain sorghum acres also were shaved down some. Corn acres were projected at 95,203,000 acres, down from 95,350,000 acres that had been the estimate that came out of the end of March prospective plantings report. So, you know, by the time you take that through the U.S. corn supply demand balance sheet, you do see some impacts on things. We'll come back to that in a minute. The soybean numbers down just a little bit. The March 31st numbers out of that prospective plantings report by the USDA, 83,495,000. That shaved down about 115,000 acres, down to 83,380,000 acres. So neither of those are 1 or 2 million acre drops, but enough to shave things down closer on supply-demand balance sheets. And again, we'll talk about both corn and soybeans later on. On the grain sorghum numbers, we did see that 6.2 million acres projected for grain sorghum plantings, and that's down from about 395,000 acres from what we had expected before.
Come on out and join Gerd's Meyer Funeral Home for the Jefferson County Fair. Check out the 4-H exhibits, carnival, delicious food, and so much more. There is sure to be something for everyone. From your friends at Gerd's Meyer Funeral Home in Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years. Twin Rivers Ford congratulates the 4-H students on their fair projects on display at the Jefferson County Fair starting July 10th. There is fun to be had for all ages at the fair, along with great food and family entertainment. See you there! From Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury. Visit our website at twinriversford.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. How do cow burps and lasers go together? Physicist and project leader at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, Brian Washburn, explains how he and his team are working together to use lasers to better understand what is in a cow burp and how it changes with their nutrition.
Without disturbing the animals, you want to get some information about the production of meat or the impact to the environment that you know the raising of a cattle does. Okay, and so we can use cattle exhale, so they produce carbon dioxide. There's water in the air, and then also cattle, they digest food differently than humans do, and they have a process called enteric fermentation, where they have a forced stomach and they produce methane as they chew their cud or whatever the animals you want to say they do. So they belch this methane up. And the question is, and methane does impact the environment. So the question is, how much methane do they produce?
Washburn discusses how the lasers identify and detect the gases.
The gas absorbs specific colors of a laser. And we know those colors from doing lab measurements. And so if we send a laser out that actually can get absorbed a little bit by this gas, that tells us the gas is there. If it doesn't get absorbed, then the gas isn't there. And so we can do, and this is called spectroscopy, so we can do high resolution spectroscopy of lasers. Well, we use these very special lasers, which we actually make, and we can use this to measure methane and carbon dioxide and water vapor associated with any kind of agricultural practice. So say you have an area where all the animals are, you set up a beam on one side, a beam on the other, and then any gas that's produced in that area. So we can cover large areas. And so we're not looking at emissions from a single animal. We're looking at emissions from a whole area. And that's the strength of the technique.
He says what one of the reasons is for doing this research.
For feed productions, there's a consumer, consumers want to purchase meat, but want to reduce the impact of the production of meat on the environment. And so then there might be simple ways or additives or things you can do to the diet of the animals to reduce methane production. So for example, there might be a common thing is to feed animals seaweed or some other kind of additive.
That was physicist and project leader at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, Brian Washburn, with why he is working to understand what gases are in cow burps with lasers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're alternating Mondays on their summer schedule and will be in action with the cattle and hay sale again next Monday, July 14. They are accepting early consignments. You can bring those consignments Sunday afternoon. The next sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock, cattle and hay sale, July 14th.
One man has been tabulating the world's favorite numbers. Can you guess what they are? We will count them down today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. Musician Ringo Starr and figure skater Michelle Kwan are both celebrating birthdays. An athlete's jersey, your birthday, there are any number of reasons you might have a favorite number. But one mathematician thinks he's found the world's favorite number. After surveying over 40,000 people, he's concluded the overwhelming favorite is no surprise, the number 7. Gambling connotations notwithstanding, it's the most unique number between 2 and 10, being neither a multiple nor factor of any other. Spiritual connotations put the number 3 in second place, and the number 8 is next. It's a big favorite in China because it sounds like the word for prosperity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, sunny and 68. Highs mid to upper 80s today, tomorrow. Seasonal highs most all this week with a very hit and miss chance for scattered showers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the city of Kansas City says they are still working to try and bring the WNBA to the city. However, those conversations, they say, were put on hold at the end of last week after the league ended up announcing adding more teams to the roster, including in cities of Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. WIBW reports, however, that the club here in Kansas City, however, is not stopping their conversations, as owners Angie and Chris Long said they expressed plans for their group to eventually bring the women's professional basketball to the city of Fountains, saying, quote, "While we are, of course, disappointed that Kansas City will not be selected at this time, our belief in this city and its passion for basketball and women's sports has never been stronger. We have an incredibly engaged fan base, a thriving sports culture, and a proven commitment to elevating women's sports." They go on to say that Kansas City has so much to offer the WNBA as a proven blueprint and one of the most valuable and transformative franchises globally in women's sports right here in the Kansas City area.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Have you heard about the guaranteed 50% return on investment opportunity? All you have to do is transfer your funds through a cryptocurrency ATM now.
Stop right there. Do you know that no one can guarantee returns on an investment? That is the first sign of a scam. Don't wait until it's too late to verify that this is a legitimate investment opportunity before agreeing to transfer any funds. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov, an investor empowerment initiative brought to you by the Kansas Department of Insurance. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with the station.
Well, the date has officially been set for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice to go into court and face their jury trial, with that now being set for January next year for the civil lawsuit over what happened with a six-car crash. As KSNT News reports, the crash happened down in Dallas, Texas on March 30th of last year, 2024, where two victims are suing for millions of dollars in damages. As Rice, along with his former SMU teammate, Theodore Knox, were facing up to 8 criminal charges on the high-speed crash. Along with the two that are suing, 4 others were injured in the accident after Rice and Knox lost control of the luxury vehicles they were racing at high speeds after Rice hit 119 miles an hour on the busy expressway in Dallas, Texas. The jury trial is now set for January 20th of 2026, right before the AFC Championship game. Rice is also coming off their torn ACL that limited him to 4 games the entire season. He is, however, expected to fully recover and be part of the Chiefs training camp going into the fall season.
Sat Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you can be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun. From Sat Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors.
KNDY.